It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne. It turns out that frequent binge eating is the country's most prevalent eating problem, more so than the more publicized disorders anorexia and bulimia. That finding is from a new survey, what researchers call the first national census of eating disorders. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Everyone's heard of anorexia and bulimia, but could binge eating also be a real standalone mental disorder? Harvard psychiatrist James Hudson says yes, absolutely.
An eating binge is when you eat a large amount of food in a short period of time and have a sense of loss of control over the eating.
Wait a minute. This sounds like emotional or nervous eating. Don't we all do this when we're stressed out? Hudson acknowledges that people who binge occasionally don't necessarily have a disorder.
But there are certainly cases where individuals have a striking loss of control over their eating.
He's not talking about an extra bag of chips at lunch or the occasional pint of ice cream in bed. By Hudson's definition, binge eating means gorging, eating amounts of food that leave you uncomfortably stuffed at least twice a week for a period of 3 months or more.
Once you get to that level, you're really identifying a group of individuals where it clearly is out of the realm of normal behavior.
Hudson's new survey, based on face-to-face interviews with 9,000 adults, offers some evidence that binge eating is more of a problem than people realize. The study found that 3.5% of women and 2% of men struggle with binge eating, which suggests it's more common than anorexia and bulimia combined. That estimate seems quite high to psychiatrist David Feinberg of UCLA. He was not involved in the survey, but he says in clinical practice, most of the people who come in seeking help for eating problems are diagnosed with the classic disorders, marked by binging and purging, or by a refusal to eat, as in the case of anorexia. He says it's rare to see binge eating all alone.
You have to be careful that you don't start over-pathologizing people that just eat too much. And in particular, in this group, there doesn't seem to be that much impairment.
What Feinberg means here is that for an eating problem to be considered a real psychiatric illness, it needs to disrupt a person's life and cause them anguish.
An impairment would be defined as problems either socially, occupationally, or can be interpersonally.
Something that the new Harvard survey was not able to nail down. Feinberg says he'd like to see more evidence before the field of psychiatry deems this a separate diagnosis. Other experts are more open to the idea that a separate category for binge eating might be helpful. Dr. Jim Locke of Stanford University is among them. He's impressed with the Harvard findings.
I think they do make their case, actually. It adds to the developing literature that binge eating disorder is an identifiable separate problem.
Locke says binge eating is like bulimia without the purging. One important difference is that binging often leads to obesity, so it brings a different set of health risks. The good news, Locke says, is that there are treatments that help people stop binging.
Cognitive behavioral therapy, which is sort of the best evidence treatment for bulimia, is also effective for binge eating disorder. Interpersonal psychotherapy, which is a psychotherapy that works on relationship issues, has also been effective for bulimia, but also binge eating disorder, as have antidepressant medications.
Using these three interventions, many people do get better. At the end of the day, Locke says it might not matter terribly much whether binge eating is recognized as a separate disorder, as long as the people who need help ask for it and get treatment. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.